That is some Claude Debussy that is arabesque. And man, I just want to let that thing go for the whole time. I love Claude Debussy. He is easily my favorite classic composer. But that's not why we're here.
Yeah.
We are here with Michael Brazenly for the Postal Stand-Up.
Hi, everyone.
And we are going to talk about premium forwards. Yeah, and that's why I went with this classy music, because premium forwards is something that rich people do when they have like a vacation home or a summer home. Yeah, maybe they do it if they're in the military. Yeah, anybody can use it, but it's not cheap. Yeah. So, Michael, briefly describe what premium forwarding is.
Premium forward is that if you know that you are going somewhere for vacation, or you're leaving town, or you're going somewhere for any other reason, and you don't want the mail to be collected here or have it hold at the post office because you still need that mail,
right,
you can have it premium forwarded to whatever address you're going to be, and that's where the post will send it to it weekly.
That's exactly right. So what will happen is that mail will be held at the post office, and then on like Wednesday or whatever designated day is, it all gets packaged up and all gets forwarded. It all gets put in like a priority box or maybe an express mail box, depending on what you've paid for. And it all gets packaged up, put in a box, and sent to wherever it is you want that mail.
Now, it's not like a regular forward where, you know, the regular forwards, you only deliver, you know,
the preferential mail,
like first class and so forth, then you put the rest of it in the U-boom.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a premium forward, you send everything.
That is exactly right. 100% of that mail, all the weekly ads, any, you know, the flyer from the car dealership.
It doesn't matter if it's junk mail or not. Everything for that address goes.
That is correct. And how dare you say junk mail?
Yeah. But hey, it's not junk in the fact that somebody did pay for it for us to deliver.
And somebody might want that, you know. Yeah. Oh, I have people on my route that actually want their ads.
And who does the premium forward?
That's a great question, Michael. So that is supposed to be done by the clerks.
Okay.
So the carrier will hold that mail maybe in a half tray or in a little bucket or something. And then at that designated time, you give it to the clerk.
Yeah.
And the clerk will package it up.
And then if you have set aside for the premium forward and you mark it nice, then the clerk can come by it after you're already out delivering the mail and can grab it and put it forward in.
Right.
That is a clerk's job.
That is exactly right. And we don't cross craft. And if you are instructed to do so by a supervisor, then
it's a grievance.
File a grievance. Yep, that's exactly right. So you might use this from time to time. Like my brother, for a little while, I suggested a premium forwarding service to him because he and his wife were taking care of his mother-in-law. And she lived in the neighboring city, and they were trying to figure out what to do with her mail because she was like recovering from a surgery or something, and she was going to be staying with them for like a month. So what do we do with the mail? Because if you do like a full forward, it's going to be a process, and then you got to undo the forward and all of that, and you only get your preferential mail. So I suggested premium forward service. They would do it just for the time that she's there. They get all of her mail, and because my brother is wealthy, the financial burden, not a big deal. And so that's why I say, like, typically wealthy people do it. But, dude, a working class person might need to do it, too, for similar reasons. Because you need whatever is in there. And you don't want it to just pile up or go through any other process.
What if you're getting welfare checks?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And you had to go somewhere, you know?
You know when checks come out. Like you've been at the post office long enough to know, like, stimulus checks.
Uh-huh.
Dude, suddenly we start getting all these change of address cards when stimulus checks are coming out. Oh, I better make sure my address is right. Or people will say, like, oh, I haven't gotten any mail. And, you know, their mailman's not delivering any mail. And you know we deliver their mail every day. It's that they're looking for something specific.
Yeah. And premium forward is a service that we provide that's more revenue for the postal service.
Ah, that is exactly right. Yeah, so don't be shy about suggesting that to your customers out there because, yeah, that is a good revenue source for the post office. And it's a really cool thing that like UPS, FedEx, whatever, they can't match it. We're the only ones who can do that. And that's true of forwarding in general. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen like a vacant house that has a package from FedEx, like an express envelope sitting in front of it, because FedEx doesn't know that those people moved. Only the post office does that.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Go post office.
Save the post office.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the Postal Stand-Up. We will catch you next time.